evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's January 14th regular Othello City Council meeting. If you would all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and the City Council as we make decisions tonight. And now, if you'll all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 is our roll call. I see all council members are present, so we'll move to item 1.5, which is citizen input. Is there any citizen tonight who would like to address the council? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to approval of our agenda tonight.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I entertain a motion to approve item 3, consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we'll move to our current business. And 4.1, the first item on our business is the election of the mayor pro tem. Every year, City Council elects designates one of its members to serve as our mayor pro tem, and the member thereof by majority vote. The members may designate one of their numbers as a mayor pro tempore or deputy mayor for such period as the council may specify, who serves in absence or temporary disability of the mayor. Or in lieu thereof, the council may, as the need may arise, appoint any qualified person to serve as mayor pro tem in the absence or disability of a councilman. The remaining members, by majority vote, may appoint a councilman pro tempore to serve during the absence or disability. I guess I didn't understand that. So if a council person is incapacitated or gone, this body can elect or designate someone to sit. And I remember when Dan Deaver was sick for a period of time, and I think we were without a council member for about 4 or 5 months. We could have designated someone, didn't realize that, but they would be councilman pro tempore. So, but tonight we're electing a mayor pro tem, so this is how the process is gonna work. A call for nominations. All nominations must have a second or they die. After all nominations are received, the mayor calls for a vote. If there's not a majority vote, the number of nominations are reduced by either a runoff between the top two or elimination of the individual receiving the least. The nominations must include a term, which is set by the council and should be included in the motion to appoint. This term is discretionary by council vote. So if you want to make a motion, I'll open the floor for nominations and you would make the motion to, I move to appoint the council member's name as the mayor pro tem. And then you state the period of time.
I make a motion to let Gina Doro for mayor pro temp for 1 year.
Okay, we have a nomination. Is there a second?
Second.
Nominations are still open. Is there a succeeding nomination for mayor pro tem?
Nominate John Lawless.
The floor is still open. Is there a nomination for a third mayor pro tem? Okay. I need a motion to close nominations.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of closing the nominations and limiting them to Gina and John, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So now we're going to have a runoff between Gina and John. I'll just have you raise your hand. We'll start with Gina. All those in favor of Gina continuing on as the mayor pro tem for a period of 1 year, please raise your hand. Okay.
So she wins.
Those in favor of John, raise your hand. All right. Gina, you're on for another year. Okay.
Can you kind of got confused a little bit ago on electing the pro temp. If you're missing and the pro temp is gone as well, what happens then?
Then this member,
the body,
would elect one for that night.
For that night. Got it. Okay.
Okay, so we will now move to item 4.2, council committee list assignments. Trying to remember, was it just Corey was gone at the last meeting? Or was there someone else gone?
Just Corey.
Just Corey, okay. So Corey, we waited until tonight to do the committee assignments because we knew you were going to be back. So it was just easier and better to do it with everybody here, even though you did communicate your wishes.
Appreciate that.
Huh?
I appreciate that.
Yep. So tonight we're going to go down the list and we're going to start at the, first of all, let's do this. Is there anybody who's on a committee that wants to get off a committee right now at this time?
I'd like to get off a couple of them, actually.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead, Corey?
The first one is the Adams County Disability Board for LOF 1.
Is that on page 1?
Page 1, yeah. It's the third one down. So I've had the pleasure of being on that committee for 5 years, and I would like to remove myself from it if somebody would like to step up and take it.
Okay. Is there okay, you said there was another one you'd want off of?
So the next one, I don't really particularly want off it, but the fact is me actually being able to make the meetings is kind of an issue, and that's the Adams County Solid Waste Advisory. That committee is in Ritzville, and they hold it 3 to 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm. In the evening?
In the afternoon. It starts at noon, and that's just, I have to take a complete vacation day for that, and that's if I can get that day to make it to that committee meeting. So if somebody, I'll stay on it, but the odds of me getting there to the meeting is pretty slim.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, those are the only two that I want off.
John, is there any committees you'd like to get off of?
No.
Gina?
No.
Angel?
No.
Eugene?
No, sir.
Mark?
I'm good.
Okay. Now we're going to get to add some. So, I want to say this, Marie is our newest council member, and while I know you're right across the street, you also spend some time out of town, too. But, normally the committee assignments are where you begin to find out the operation of the city. This is where the committee will meet and they will discuss a particular item on, well, for instance, the beautification. Those consist of going to beautification committee meetings that are run by Lynette, typically. Or, for instance, like the Water Sewer Street Committee, that one is held typically at Public Works, and that's where we discuss issues that affect water, sewer, and streets. And so I want you to understand that while this is part of your responsibility, you also have personal commitments at work. And so I do want you to put your name out, because with Larry's absence, there's a lot of these committees now with assignments that need filled. Larry was unemployed, Larry was retired, not unemployed. And so he had time to come in during the day, have lunch meetings, have committee meetings during the day, and that was okay. You will probably have some time for that, but not a ton of time. There is a committee meeting committee you're going to need to come off of, and that is the Independent Salary Commission. Okay. So with that, I'll move forward into these assignments. And the first one I want to go to is first page, Adams County Disability Board LEF number 1. That meets the last Thursday every other month. And Corey, why don't you explain to the council what goes on in those meetings?
So fire department employees and police officers that were hired prior to a certain year, I think it was 76 or something like that, are guaranteed medical benefits for life. And what that committee does is we basically go over the medical bills and either approve them or don't approve them for payment. It's generally, it takes about an hour for, I don't know how, but it always works out to almost exactly an hour for the meeting. And you're just going over medical bills.
And on that committee is County Commissioner Roger Hartwig.
And that's actually changed quite a bit too. It's Terry's on there now instead of Roger. Mm-hmm. And Dwayne Van Beek is on there.
What, Terry?
Thompson. Yeah.
And Dwayne Van Beek is the fire representative?
Yes.
And he comes here from Tri-Cities?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so does Jim Dietrich.
Wow. And Bob Fuller is the citizen at large?
Yes.
Okay. So is there anyone who would like to serve in Corey's capacity?
What time do they meet?
Corey, what time do they meet?
It's at 11 o'clock. I think it's 11. Either that or noon. It's either 11 or noon. Mm-hmm. And it's the last Thursday of every even month.
Okay. Councilwoman Gina Doro is going to take that seat. Now we'll move on to the beautification for Main Street. That's the last Tuesday of the month at the Senior Center. Correct me, Ann, if I'm wrong, but that usually doesn't meet every month, but about 8 times a year, do you think? And yeah, I'm talking about that. Sorry. Right?
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's some months there's no reason to get together. Right. And so they meet to discuss plans for the year. They meet to go over different things. Ann, is there anything you want to add to that?
We just like other people's ideas, particularly from the city council.
Right.
And Larry is very good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a proposal in to proceed for the next block. We haven't been put in service yet. And we do have a proposal for the next block that are being stored on RDO.
Right.
So nice. We're getting closer.
I'll jump on that.
Angel?
My wife will be helping me.
Okay.
Talk to her.
All right, Councilman Angel Garza is going to take that.
Did we miss Adams County Solid Waste?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Okay. Is there someone who wants to serve on the Solid Waste Advisory Committee?
I'll do that.
Okay. Thank you, John. Councilman John Lawless?
So, Adams County Development Council, isn't that ACDC?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been appointed to that.
Yeah, I wondered what.
I did it because you asked me to.
Right. I think I don't know whether you're the City of Othello rep or whether you're just the Othello rep or just exactly what that is, but I'll clarify that with Janice.
They call me the industrial representative from the City of Othello.
Okay, I'll clarify that.
Maybe I'm supposed to be representing the industrial section of that.
Okay. I mean, industry.
Yeah, industry.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Well, part of my responsibilities as the mayor and administrator is I need to be a part of that council, so That's why I'm attending.
So Corey, how did you get notification of the meeting times for that?
She'll email you. The county will email you. And I think the next meeting is in March.
So you have to make a notification then?
Yep. So basically, if you look at this, I send a letter to the Board of Adams County Commissioners, and they're the ones that actually appoint you. Moving along to page 2 now. There is a contracts committee. The city enters different contracts. Maria?
There's one before that.
One before that.
Comprehensive plan.
Review.
Well, code enforcement and then comprehensive plan.
Code enforcement?
Code enforcement, I think it's...
Yeah, there's no, he's not on that.
Larry wasn't on that one, unless there's somebody that...
Okay, comprehensive plan review. Gina, Larry, and John were on that.
What's that do? What do you guys do there?
When we update our comprehensive plan, or we, Anne, maybe you could outline us on that process, but don't we periodically review what we've updated? I think our last plan update was 2006.
2016, yes.
Yeah. But don't we every so often, every couple of years, review that if we need to make some changes?
Yes.
And that's when you would meet, but it's only as necessary and as deemed necessary, and Anne would be in charge of that. And she would set out an agenda and have you review maybe a particular section of the comp plan.
It's also, I mean, the comp plan would go through the planning commission, so I don't really know how the council city fit into that process. That was, you know, the last time that met, that was before me, so maybe the people that are on the committee know a little better.
I would think it would go to the planning commission, any changes, and then their recommendations come to the committee and then to council.
So I need a volunteer. Maria? Councilwoman Maria Casada will be the city's new representative on that committee. Then we move to the contracts committee. And as I was explaining, that's where the city, we have a janitorial contract, we have like our garbage services contract, we have contracts that number over 100, I think. We have this Excel spreadsheet. I think the council gets that about once or twice a year. And what the clerk's office keeps track of those, and then the ones that we need to review because the end of the contract date is up this year, then that committee would review what those are and decide whether we want to recommend to renew or whether we want to recommend to go out for a bid process or exactly just, you know, what we're going to do. And that's what that committee does. So I need a representative to replace Larry.
I'll do that.
Okay. Councilman Angel Garza. That only meets as necessary. The next one down is the general government. And Spencer, that's part of the budget is general government, correct?
No. Well, is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
It could be. If it is, I don't know that we even need it on this list.
I don't know that this committee's ever met.
It's budget.
It's budget.
Yeah.
Because there's a general government.
Yeah, if that's the case, then we just meet once a year when we have our 7 or 8 budget committees.
Okay, I'm gonna scribble that particular one out.
We can take all of those out because before our budget process, we look over all those meetings.
We do that with contracts as well.
Contracts, we could. We used to review contracts as part of the budget process, and we don't anymore. We just separated it because it was...
Okay. All right. We're just going to take that, because that's really a budget. I don't remember them meeting separately for that in 5 years that I've been here. Okay. good there. I'm going to find, I need to find a replacement on the Independent Salary Commission. Do you think Danae would want to serve in that capacity? One meeting a year?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll ask Danae Valdez. I'll write her name in. And see if she would be willing to serve in that capacity. Then as we go down, we get to the Legislative Committee. That's Gina, Corey, and Larry. And I'm just trying to think, I don't remember a meeting of the Legislative Committee.
That's not a budget. I think it's not a budget committee.
I think most of the budget ones are in here.
Okay. So I think we're ready to scribble that one.
We can, that's not a budget.
Or just separate it out from this. It's not?
No, this is, this has to do with the, like setting a legislative agenda or whatever, and typically we work that out in conjunction with our lobbyists.
Yeah.
And then it's presented to council. Remember when Hannah was, she came to our budget meeting in October and presented our legislative agenda, but that's worked out between me and the council, and I inform you guys of all the stuff we're trying to get money for.
It was probably formed before we had a...
Yeah, I don't know that we need to keep that as a formal committee, so we're going to remove that. We'll move to page 3, which is the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee. Gina, you're more familiar with that. Do you want to explain to the council what?
That's basically, that's our...
Hotel?
That's our hotel motel tourism tax that that meets, what, usually once or twice a year, you know, unless, twice if we have something unusual come up that needs to be funded. But it's usually once towards the end of the year to finalize to bring to council for the budget. And it's just going over those numbers and making sure everything looks good.
And then they present that.
And then we present that.
The council uses that in the budget process. So that's once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the spending of the hotel motel tax
mm-hmm.
revenue.
Yes.
And the allocations to the different groups.
Yes.
Is that what the chamber gets money from?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there a conflict of interest to be on that if I'm still on the chamber board?
I would think so.
Yeah,
yes.
I would think so.
Yeah, because you'd be allocating money to your group. So no, for DU. Is there anyone else who would want to meet with them? I think you run that meeting, don't you, Spencer?
Yeah, it's maybe a half an hour.
I can.
Once a year, it's a half an hour.
Yeah.
What time do you normally do it?
It depends on the people. It's all for the board. The tourism dollars that we're anticipating on receiving, and we start planning out the allocation, what groups for tourism in the city.
I mean, if it's an evening meeting and not a lunchtime, I can do it. So.
We could do it on a Monday. We're going to have a council meeting when you were going to be here.
Yeah.
So that way you wouldn't have to take another evening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, since you set the meeting date. I do question, one of the recipient reps is Roger Borden. And Roger Borden has moved to Wenatchee. So we're going to need to appoint a new person. Is there any suggestions? So Councilman Eugene Bain is going to be the city council rep on the Lodging Tax Advisory. Thank you, Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right, well,
we need to go ahead, Gina.
I was trying to think, what do we know what he was representing? Because like some of them represent hotels, some of them
chamber.
Represent. Oh, he was chamber?
He was on the chamber board.
You know, Scott Harris or mm-hmm. actually John Cox would probably be.
Let's ask John Cox. We just met with him the other day. Okay. Let's move next to the only expiration on the Housing Authority this year is going to be Alan Hanks, so I'll have a contact with them to see if he wishes to continue another five-year term.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes?
I meet with him every day, and he says no.
He doesn't want to be on the Housing Authority Board any longer?
He only promised him one term, so.
So we're going to have to find somebody new? Are you interested? Not interested.
So close.
I know, next going to ask Bob Carlson if he was interested on being the Housing Authority. You got enough boards.
Are those community members, is that?
Yeah, members of the, they don't have to be in the city limits necessarily. Those are not typical city council people, typically.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to Angie. Make a note to call her. And we'll find someone to get on their board. We'll move next to Park and Rec. Currently, Angel and Gina are on that. John stepped back in after Larry passed. And so we never did, you know, officially appoint you back again, but I know Corey has made it known that he would like to have that seat too. So is there any agreement between the two of you of who wants to serve?
I'll take the alternate if he wants to actually be on the committee.
Okay. So Councilman John Lawless will replace Larry McCourty, and Councilman Corey Everett will be our alternate in the event one of those members can't attend the meeting. And then the next one is the Planning Commission. I talked to Brian Gentry. He is a yes. He wants to continue on, and Chris is a yes. I will pass along a compliment Brian Gentry made of our planning director, Ann. He likes serving on that planning commission. He likes how you come and you guys are actually doing work that he feels like is positive towards the process of that committee and in the planning of the community and how we grow and develop and our codes, and he thinks you're doing a great job and he wants to continue because of that. Feels like we're accomplishing something, he said. Next, we'll move to page 4. And as I spoke earlier at the last meeting, we are going to spend this year negotiating a contract with the police department. Their contract expires at the end of this year. And that committee currently is John Lawless and Gene Adoro. And I need a council replacement on that committee, so.
Yeah, it can consist of quite a few meetings during the year that we're negotiating, but then it's like, usually the contracts are 3 to 4 years.
And then after that, nothing happens.
Yeah.
There's Public Works also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the Public Works. Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you. Councilwoman Maria Quesada is going to replace Larry McCourty on that committee. Typically, too, if it's a department head run meeting, their staff or they will contact you and let you know about meetings, or otherwise it'll be Tanya. And she will contact you and let you know of an upcoming meeting. Okay. I think that's all we had, the business we had on the council committee list assignments. So now we're going to move to item 4.3, the repeal of the OMC 14.30.080 septic system. And Ann, due to a request, asked me about this, and after a little convincing, I think I'm okay with it now. but you have a presentation here, or at least some information to provide the council, so go ahead.
I do. So I think this is a fairly simple issue, but I see that I wrote a long memo, so I guess you may have questions. The code currently says that a septic system is not allowed in a commercial zone except through a conditional use permit process, which maybe once upon a time that was a good process, I don't know. But I do know that that was just copied out of the Moses Lake code. Moses Lake situation is a little different than Othello. So what it would mean, keeping it in the code means that anybody in the commercial zone along Broadway, south of Highway 26, because there's no sewer there, they would need to go through a conditional use permit process. There's a public hearing in front of the hearing examiner, SEPA review. So that's 2 to 3 months, at least $1,500. And there's no criteria for whether the hearing examiner is supposed to say yes or no. So I didn't think that sounded like a very good process. And because we do have a permit that's coming in that would fall under this regulation, I wanted to bring it up now. I don't know that it does any good as a regulation.
So the reason that she convinced me was, I think, that last part that she said. When we require a conditional use permit, the process for someone wanting to develop or somebody wanting to build goes to hearing examiner. Hearings examiner was hired, or that process was determined by the city council years ago, because before it used to, we were the hearing examiners. We were the ones that would hear the testimony, hear them, and then we rendered an opinion based upon applying the city's code and laws and whatnot. Well, as you realize that development has become very technical, there's a lot of regulation, there's a lot of disagreement over the interpretation of those things, and so the council wanted to insulate itself from the exposure of that, and so they went to the hearings examiner form, because the hearings examiner is a lawyer. And our hearing examiner is Andy Kottkamp, from a lawyer from Wenatchee.
It's a land use attorney.
He's a land use attorney. So when the way that our existing code is written, it's written in such a manner that we make them go to the to get this septic system into that particular area of town that doesn't have septic or doesn't have sewer, but the hearings examiner has no criteria with which to rule. So
they're just arbitrary rules.
I'm sorry?
Are they just just based on the case by case, they're just arbitrary?
It would be, yeah. And so, and I don't think the council wants an arbitrary process, because we could be litigated over that if we turn somebody down and they say, well, what's the criteria that the hearing examiner used? And we had no criteria. That's what convinced me that we probably should repeal this. Secondarily, if the council still wants to make the any new requests go through the hearings examiner process, then we would need to develop a criteria that mm-hmm. they would follow. So that's what you have before you.
So amending this ordinance, it's going to allow them to put in the septic systems in areas where there is no sewer?
Correct, because there's already an OMC that says if you're within 300 feet of a city sewer, you have to connect.
So is there any kind of stipulation in there saying that once the sewer does go in their area within 300 feet of their property, that they have to connect?
So that is already in that same,
in that same,
as well as when they're developing, if their property doesn't have all the improvements it needs, mm-hmm. then there needs to be it's in a different section says there needs to be a guarantee, which would be a covenant, which says, you know, when the city says it's time, you connect to the sewer, you put in your sidewalks and curbs, you know, you build your half of the street, all of that. So I think it's all going to be addressed.
Perfect.
So council, Ann is recommending that we repeal this ordinance. It was reviewed. I need to let you know that it was reviewed by Kelly. Kelly is in agreement with it. that we are okay to if the council so decides, that we wouldn't get ourselves into any trouble legally. So I would entertain a motion then to repeal this section of the OMC.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Annie. Item 5 is unfinished business. Do we have some unfinished business tonight? Okay. Well, 3R, they basically finished, and the only thing to be decided is what we're going to do, use for equipment, whether we're going to use and refurbish our existing pump and equipment that goes, that we had in well 3, refurbish it, check it out, make sure it all is adequate to go back into the hole, or whether to purchase new equipment. And so that is going to be discussed in the committee meeting tomorrow. Okay. Then item 6 is new business. Is there any new business to come before the council tonight?
I'd like to see, I mean, kind of wanted to mention it for the past couple of meetings, but before every parade that we do, I think there's 2 a year, see if we can sweep the streets. It was, I mean, both times before, I mean, it was pretty sad. Those are important days. There's a lot of people out there. I got pictures in there. I'm not going to show them, but before and after. Yeah, but I'm saying before, even before the parade, it was, yeah, there was quite a bit.
Dirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Other
things. We can make that happen.
I'll make that happen. Is there any other new business, council? I have a couple of things, though. So. No? All right. This Saturday night is the annual Firefighters Award Banquet at the Eagles. I believe that's at, starts at 6, and that'll run till 8 or 8:30. It's a lively event. Your mayor is going to present, is it 5 awards? 4 awards? And again, that's at the Eagles. And then tomorrow, I just want to confirm with the council that there is a Water Sewer Street Committee meeting tomorrow at noon at the Public Works. That's, it'll be from noon to 1. I've let Varela know that it needs to stay to an hour because there's a lot of information that they want to present. One of them is Olympia Street. One of them is, the pumping equipment for well 3, and then there's a couple other items that escape me. So the Water Sewer Street Committee is John, Gina, and Mark. Is that correct? So are you going to be able to attend, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there any other new business then? Okay. Having no further business to come before the council, we'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:08 p.m.
Right.